Hi, this is Candace. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Candace. This is Santa here in the mall downstairs, you know?
Hi.
Is this an employee?
Yeah, I'm one of the managers here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the mall was saying I should just talk to some customers, just spread some holiday cheer over the phone during my downtime. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Sure. I'll see you.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on just a second.
Ask if they want to talk to Santa.
Okay. Okay, hang on just a second.
Okay, thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
There's someone on the phone for you. Say hello.
Hello?
Oh. Ho, ho, ho. It's Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa. Hold it. Listen to me. Santa.
Can you believe that I'm Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm downstairs. You should come and get a picture with me. I'm Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Ho, ho, ho.
Awesome.
You should ask your mom and dad. Yeah. Ask them to get the express package. Yeah. It's like $149.
You saw him downstairs.
I saw him down the stairs.
Oh yeah, did I wave to you?
I saw Santa Claus down the stairs.
Yeah, was I like ho ho ho?
Mhm.
Did you see my reindeer out in the parking lot?
I've been really good.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad I've got you on the good list.
Yeah, and my elf is on a horse.
Yeah, elves love riding horses. That's what they do. Yep. Did you see my reindeer out in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're out there waiting for me. We're going to fly away on our magical reindeer.
Yay.
It's going to be so much fun. What do you want for
Santa?
Christmas this year? A Mac? A MacBook?
I'm picking a music box.
Oh, a music box. That sounds amazing.
My grandma.
That's great. I bet your grandma's going to love that, isn't she?
Yeah.
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 Yeah! Ho, ho, ho! I bet your grandma's gonna see that.
Yes?
I bet she'll see that music box and she'll just be like, ho, ho, ho! I love this music box.
Yeah?
That'll be your grandma.
Yes. And.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah? No?
Santa Claus?
Yep, I'm Santa. Talking to you. What's your name? Anyway, I'm bored.
Yeah?
Yeah. Totally. I totally agree. Ho, ho, ho.
And, my mom, we're at a Lego play.
Oh my gosh, Legos. I love Legos. Legos are my favorite.
Yeah.
I play Legos all year.
Oh yeah.
I love the Legos.
Yeah?
I got a Barbie house Lego. I play with it all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking for a Barbie dream house. In a Lego, that's not what I'm talking about.
Holy cow. Yeah, no, I mean the Barbie Legos. I like the Barbie Legos. Have you ever played Barbie Legos?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should ask for Barbie Legos, because those totally exist. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna snow again.
Oh my gosh, I love when it snows.
What does the reindeer like?
Oh, what do they like to eat?
Yeah.
Oh, they like dog food.
What?
Dog food, mostly. They love dog food.
They love dog food. dog.
Yeah, dog food and bologna. And bologna. Tell her dog food and bologna.
Thanks for calling me.
Oh, you're welcome. Say hi to your grandma for me. Hello?
Hi, Santa.
Oh, hello. Is this
Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah, that was so much fun. I'm exhausted now. I've talked to so many kids today. I'm sick of them, to be honest.
All right.
Okay, well, you have a great night, and I'm going to get back to picture taking.
All right, thanks.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho. Ho, oh, my God. Hello there, Snowplow Show listeners. This is episode 864, and it's brought to you by Chaz, the Tandem Stacker, Korok, Fun Society Arcade, Abby C, and ZTK. Thanks, everybody who supports the show. And thank you, Jacob B, for that intro song. That was a copy of the, Shifty Pop, the intro she did for us. But this is a Vibe Slap cover. I don't know what the fuck Vibe Slap is. But I liked it. Good job, Jacob B. I keep looking at my email and finding more music for the show. If you sent in music for the show, don't worry. I'll get to it one of these years. I did a Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls, I think, last week. You can listen to that by going over to worldofprankcalls.com. There's a podcast feed for it and everything. Why aren't you subscribed to that? Also, I released a bunch of singles on the main YouTube channel. In case you don't know, there's two YouTube channels. There's one for The Snowplow Show, youtube.com/snowplowshow. Or wait, no, it's The Snowplow Show. I don't even know my own channels. And then the main PLA channel is youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. I put a few singles on there last week, and then I did one of those 12-hour shows that you all seem to like so much. So if you don't think I'm doing enough shows, and yeah, I know, I'm not. But you can at least go over there and find some new stuff. Or, I mean, you know, old stuff, but whatever, close enough. Oh yeah, one last thing. Crimbus, the Christmas show over on Prankcast. I don't even know what day it happens. I'm confused because of Pranksgiving being on the day after Thanksgiving mostly. But I think the Crimbus show is on Christmas Day. But maybe it's on Christmas Eve. I don't know. I'm sure shows are going to happen no matter what. So come and listen to some holiday-themed prank calls. They're going to be happening live all the time, every day, just like they do all the other times. Prankcast.com is where you should go for that.
Thank you for calling Sensors. This is Shanna speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Shanna. This is Dave over at Top Notch.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some deliveries here for you. They have your
store. At Top Notch?
What?
At where?
Top Notch. You know, it's kind of just maybe 10 doors down. On.
Okay, well, we will try to send somebody down to get them as soon as possible, okay?
Try? No. Ma'am, you need to come up here and get your shit out of here. Right now.
Okay, I will come immediately, okay?
Well, hurry up and bring a dolly or a forklift or something. There's a lot of boxes here.
We don't have a forklift in building.
That's not my problem. You just get these boxes
okay,
out.
Okay, I'm just going to let you talk to my manager real quick.
No, I don't want to talk to
them. Howdy, this is Charles. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Charles. It's Dave over at Spencer's. I'm at Top Notch. Yep. Look,
what can I do for you?
Well, we got these packages. They're all addressed to Spencer's, and you need to come over here and get your shit out of here, sir.
Is this how you normally address people?
Well, you know, we got a lot of boxes here. We don't have a lot of space.
Okay, and we're happy to help.
They're blocking access.
There is absolutely no need for that attitude.
Sir, they're blocking access to our adult section.
And I'm happy to help you, but you do not need to talk to people
like
that.
You need to get over here and get your shit out of here, or I'm going to throw it out.
Okay, I'll just call security.
Oh, you go right.
right ahead. Okay, there he goes. Apparently, we are doing some mall calls today. I thought I might try and do the Santa thing, but I needed to get that out of my system first. And man, that's a pretty good one for the first try. I've tried entire malls of that get your shit out of here stuff, and they just don't respond. They don't care. Both of those people cared. So I need to find out where Santa is. I guess I can look on the mall's news and events section. And there it is. Santa photo experience. Oh, but it doesn't tell me where it is. I'm just expected to walk around in the mall and find him myself, I guess. All it tells me is the best entrance to go in to get to Santa. And that would be entrance B. And oh, look at that. There are no entrance labels on this map. Just figure out which entrance is entrance B and you'll be good. What the heck? This sucks.
Thank you for calling K Jewelers, where we celebrate life and express love. This is Cameron. How can I help you?
Hey, Cameron. Where's entrance B?
What's up?
Where's entrance B?
Are you looking for specifically our store?
Yeah, well, I was trying to find Santa Claus.
Trying to find what?
Santa Claus. Is he there today in the mall?
So yeah. Santa Claus is here today. Entrance B would be... Look up... Gosh, 1 second.
Okay.
Look up Dick's, and it's on the opposite side of Dick's.
what entrance
is... like, there's a Dick's in the mall, and then just go into the opposite side of the Dick's, and then...
Okay, I think I know what you mean. So D is like, D's for Dick.
One more time, sir. Sorry, I don't know why you're just really quiet.
Dick! I said Dick!
Yes.
All right. Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Have a great day.
You too, bye. I see what he means. It's basically, it looks like the food court. Wait, no, that's not a food court. That's an Applebee's and a barbecue place and a Panda Express.
Mackenzie from Tippecanoe Hollister.
Yeah, what? I didn't understand any of that. This is Santa.
This Mackenzie from Tippecanoe Hollister.
Hey, Mackenzie. It's Santa from, over there by the Top Notch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to bring a big old parade of children with me. We're going to be running around your store. I told them that somebody stole my reindeer, and they're running around looking for it for me. So I'm getting ready to come in there with them, and we're going to be looking for the reindeer, okay?
Is it the reindeer in here?
No, I don't know.
I don't know if they'll fit in here. There's already a lot of people, but...
Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, we're going to be running around in the back room. We're going to be jumping up on counters, and... It's going to be like a wacky mess. It's just a fun Santa Claus thing. And at some point, I'm going to blame you for stealing the reindeer.
Okay.
Yeah, you might get attacked by kids, but don't worry, they don't hit hard.
Oh, kids, no, I throw elbows.
Oh, good, yeah, elbow those little fuckers in the chin.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thanks, Mackenzie. We'll be there soon. I don't think Mackenzie's buying it. I want to get one that's really uptight about the whole coming in our store and destroying it, running around in the back room.
Foot Locker, this is Jack. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Jack. This is Santa here in the mall. You know, I'm doing the photos for the kids. Hello, Jack.
What was that?
Jack, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, what did I say then?
Something about Santa. Do you need any help with the Foot Locker?
No. Look, we put a thing in one of your shoes, and I'm going to be coming into your store soon, and we're going to be looking for it. It's like a fun game for the kids. So we're going to be.
Why would you do that?
Because we're going to be running around your store. I'm going to be showing up there in just a minute with like a parade of kids, and we're just going to be running around the store. I've been telling them that the reindeer are missing, and someone spotted some reindeer poop inside your store, and it's inside one of the shoes. We put it in there already. And they're going to look for it and try and figure out which one it is. It's not real reindeer poop, so calm down, okay?
I understand that, but we do have, like... I'm very confused. You could have just asked to do this.
Oh, that's what I'm doing. I'm letting you know. We're just going to be coming in there. We're going to be looking in all your shoes. I'm going to tell the kids they can run around in the back room and stuff. And they're just going to be looking through boxes and looking in the shoes. For the reindeer poop, which is made of chocolate, because, you know, reindeers are magical and their poop is delicious. But Jack doesn't seem to be interested. Oh, and should I make a Santa voice? I feel like I go through this every year and then just decide against it.
Oh my god, holy crap.
That's what it was set to by default. I don't know what I was doing last, but...
Ho, ho, ho.
I don't know, sounds a little fake.
To me.
I should just be myself
when you're calling Maurice's, because Maurice's is a place to express your individuality and feel good about who they are. Is this too deep? This is probably too deep. And also, what the fuck am I going to say to Maurice's? Hello, this is Santa Claus. I'm going to need $118,000 in cash if you ever want to see JonBenet Ramsey again. Ho, ho, ho. That's perfect, right?
Thank you for calling Maurice's. This is Heather. How may I help you?
Hey, Heather. This is Santa here in the mall. I'm doing those photos with the kids. Uh-huh.
Okay.
You know that empty store next to you?
Yeah.
What did this used to be? I'm in here right now.
What did it used to be?
Yeah, I'm in here. The door.
Hold on 1 minute. Let me ask.
Ma'am,
let me ask my manager.
The door was unlocked. You don't need to tell your manager on me.
Oh. Well, I don't know what it used to be.
Oh, can you ask your manager? I'm in here right now. I'm next door. I'm not being too loud, am I?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Is this the
Hi.
Hey.
What's your question?
Oh, this is Santa from the mall. I'm doing the photos with the kids.
Yes.
I needed to know, like, you know, there's a store next to you that's empty.
There isn't now. There is a store. There's no empty stores next to us now.
What?
We have the Apache store, and then the other one is like a discount Payless.
Well, there's three of them though. There was three stores that were empty. I'm in one of them right now. I'm inside here. I'm over here smoking.
Oh, are you? I don't know. Let me take a look.
Look,
let me come out there.
Hey, look, I'm smoking weed in here. You guys can't smell it, can you?
Oh, no.
Okay, because I'm smoking a lot of weed, and it's right next door.
Okay.
And I have squatter's rights.
Huh?
And I just wanted to make sure, like, I'm not bothering any employees or customers with the smell of weed, right?
Okay, no.
Okay. Man, that girl before that I talked to, she was a real bee.
Uh-huh.
She was a real bee.
Oh, okay.
She said she's going to report me.
All right, thank you.
She said she's going to report me, ma'am.
Oh, well, she probably will if you're doing that in the mall, so,
because
it's not allowed.
No, weed's legal, though, so what are they going to do?
It's not legal in Indiana, no.
Oh, you know, it's basically legal.
When, basically legal?
When Trump becomes president, okay, he's going
to
immediately legalize
it.
Well, that sucks. I don't like this voice.
I'm just going to stick to myself for now. That's too much for me. And this freaking mall, they need to update their shit. There's three stores here next to Maurice's that don't have anybody in them. I'm almost up to the part where, like, I think they should be able to see Santa Claus after these two empty stores.
Thank you for calling Monster Shoes. This is Jared. I'm going to help you.
Hey, Jared. It's Santa Claus. I'm the one doing the photos out here with the kids.
Yeah.
Hey, can you stop looking over here? I'm real tired of you just looking at me all day.
Hey, will do.
Okay, well, no, I'm serious. That sounds like it's a big fucking joke to you, but I'm over here trying to be Santa Claus, and you're just in there looking at me and creeping me out.
All right, gotcha, sir. I don't think I've even looked at you at all today, so I'm not sure what's going on, but I appreciate the call.
You're looking over here at all the kids, then. That's a little weird.
All right, I appreciate your call. Do not call back.
Well, no, you need to stop looking at me. I wanted to see if you would challenge me and be like, I can see your face, and you're not on the phone right now.
Hi, thank you for calling at Bath & Body Works. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Eddie from the mall office. Do you guys have walkie-talkies in there?
We do, yes.
Okay, you need to stop playing around on those. You're interfering with a lot of stuff in the mall.
Okay.
I think we're going to send someone down to take those away from you.
Okay.
Probably here in just a few minutes, we'll send security over, and they're going to take all your radios.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that's just the way it's got to be.
Okay.
What?
Okay, do you want me to get my manager?
I don't care. You can just tell your manager. Like, you know the Santa Claus guy that's playing Santa Claus and taking pictures with the kids? He's got like a secret microphone headphone thing in his ear. He's receiving messages on what to say to the kids from a third party in India. And he can't even hear through that because he just keeps hearing Bath and Body Works stuff.
Sorry about that.
He's mad. Yeah, he's mad. You should go out there and say, he's not too far from you, right?
No, he's not.
Oh, you ought to run out there and just tell him you're sorry in person.
Okay.
Don't do it over the walkie-talkie, though. Because that'll just make the situation worse. He says he's going to come to your store soon with a bunch of kids.
Hi, Bath and Body Works. How can I help you?
Oh, hey there. This is Eddie from the mall office.
Okay.
What happened? It sounded like someone else picked up.
Yes.
And the person I was talking to before just
yeah, she didn't know what was going on, so she handed me the phone.
Oh, I explained it pretty clearly. You know those walkie-talkies you have?
Yes.
You need to stop playing on those, because they're interfering with a lot of stuff in the mall.
Okay.
Can you turn those all off? And I think we're to send someone over to gather them up. Because, you know, part 15 of the FCC rules and regulations states that your radio equipment cannot interfere with other people's radio equipment.
Okay.
And, hey, what'd she say? What's she saying? Who's that? What store are they from?
We're having a manager come up here.
Aren't you a manager?
No, I'm just the person that she handed the phone to. We're having our actual manager.
Who's that in the background going on about prank calls? Is that from another store? Because this ain't no prank call. I'm from the mall office. I said, this ain't no prank call. I'm from the mall office.
Hello.
Hi. What kind of shit are they talking about me back there?
I'm sorry, who is this?
I'm the one that you guys are all back there talking shit about. Saying,
okay,
oh,
may I help you?
I don't think he's well. I think he's messed up in the head. Yeah, it's real funny. Someone's got a mental illness. You feel better about yourself now? Making fun of it?
Can I help you with something?
No, this is Eddie. I'm the Santa Claus this year. I'm out here taking photos with the kids.
Okay.
So not very cool of you to make fun of me.
Okay, well, I wasn't making fun of you.
Who was? What was their names?
I'm sorry?
What was their names? Who was making fun of me if it wasn't you?
Listen, what do you want?
I wanted to tell you that your radios in there are causing a lot of interference with my Bluetooth headset that I'm wearing right now.
Oh, okay. Goodbye.
Hey, this is the only way I can deal with the kids. You know, have my Bluetooth headset going. I think I'm going to have to switch malls because they're warning people, it sounds like. I couldn't totally hear what they're saying because of all the music and stuff, but I think someone's going around and warning everybody. This is only a one-story mall. I don't know. Maybe I just go down to the other end. I'm right where Santa is, though. I want to tell people I'm Santa and I can see them. Dang it, why are these people ruining my fun? Okay, I'm just going to go to the other end of the mall.
Journey to the Nuke.
Hey, this is Steven over at Torrid. And we have some boxes here that seem to belong to your store, to Journeys. They're addressed to Journeys.
Oh!
Has your address, you know, your store number.
I gotcha.
Yeah. You know where we are?
You said Torrid, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you need to come over here and get your shit out of here, ma'am.
I gotcha.
Get these boxes out of here.
Thank you.
All right, you hurry up. Get your shit.
Yep.
Come and get your shit.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you so much.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye. Damn it, she didn't care. All right, K Jewelers, I think I already called them. Lens Crafters.
Hello, Jimmy, how can I help you?
Hey. This is Eddie over at Journeys.
Uh-huh.
And we got some deliveries here for you. Like, they delivered them here instead of at your place.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is actually kind of crazy.
Yeah. So you need to get over here and get your shit out of here.
Oh?
Yeah, like right away.
I have to wait till my manager gets back.
Ma'am, we're a serious business over here. We're trying to help customers, and you need to come over here and get your shit out of here.
I can't leave my store.
Oh, is there someone else there that can leave?
No.
I'm giving you permission. You can leave the store.
Sorry, you're not my manager. I can't take that.
Oh, I know, but basically, we're above Journeys, at least. Zoomies is above Journeys. As far as, stock prices go and all that.
Yeah.
So listen here, ma'am. You need to come over here and get your shit out of here.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
Oh, no, I would not kid, ma'am. I am a Christian. Not joke.
You're a Christian?
Yeah, and I do not joke.
Ah, no, I am too.
Okay, well, why don't you prove it and come over here and get your shit out of here.
I kind of can't.
All right. When's your manager going to be back?
Maybe 15 minutes or so.
Oh, that's...
She went on break to go get lunch.
Way too long. You have her cell number?
Yes, I do.
All right, here, I'll dial it. Tell me what it is. I'll put her on with us. Then she can give you permission.
I could just text her.
Okay.
Or I could call her and tell her that we have delivery over there.
Well, I mean, I could call her, and we'll just do it on three-way. All right.
I don't know if I can do that.
No, it's okay. I'm not writing it down. I'm just going to type it into my system, and then it'll connect them together automatically. I'll make it come from I'll make it come from Journeys too. I'll make it look like your number.
Oh.
All right. Is it 765?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
65.
Okay. Here it goes. It's going to ring.
Do you have a number with us? Hello? 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 Hello?
Ma'am, why aren't you talking? Lady on your break?
Who's that?
Oh, wait, are you the lady on the break? I can't tell. I was talking to the girl at Journeys. She has a question.
Who is this?
Are you on your break, ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes, hello, who is this?
Are you on your break right now? And why did I hear a phone ringing in the background?
A guy from Journeys called me, right? And he said that we have a package.
Hopefully you guys can hear her in the background talking about me to the manager. The manager hung up on me, and then they clicked back to her. Oh, I think she might be calling me. Hold on. Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Hey, who's this? Are you on your break right now?
Yeah, I'm currently on my break.
Oh, that was like pulling teeth getting that answer out of you earlier. This is Dave over at Zoomies.
And Zoomies?
Yeah, I'm with the Zoomies. We got some of your stuff here delivered to us by mistake, I guess.
Oh, okay. Is this a different store?
Yeah, this is Zoomies here at the mall, just down the hallway a little bit.
I work at Zoomies.
Wait, no, don't be crazy. No, you're... Nuh-uh. Wait.
Who is this?
Is this not Journeys?
No. No, I am actually so confused. Can I ask who this is?
Well, can you tell that man in the background to shut the fuck up? Because you're on the phone, and he shouldn't be butting in.
Excuse me, you called my phone? Who is this?
Yeah, why are you being rude?
Hey, you, sir. You shut the fuck up, sir. This is not your phone call.
Shut the fuck up. Who the fuck are you?
Hey.
If you're a business worker, why are you being
you.
A dick and
you
touching
need to,
the people?
You need to come over here and get your shit out of here.
Okay, just say that. You need to be clear on what you're saying. You have not given us any details.
I don't even know who the fuck
about.
You are. You better put that girl back on the phone right now, asshole.
Excuse me. Can I please ask who this is? I'm gonna ask for one more time.
Hey, you tell him to shut the fuck up. Tell him to shut the fuck up.
Hey, I don't know who you are. Can you please explain to me what this phone call is about?
You know what? I don't think I have to anymore, because that guy won't shut the fuck up.
Excuse me. Stop talking. What is the problem here?
Yeah, you tell him. Tell him like the bitch he is. Tell him to stop talking.
I'm coming to Journey, bitch. You fucking pussy. I know where you work, you little fucking cunt.
Oh, bullshit, you do.
I do. You work at Journey, you fucking dumbass.
Oh, well, guess what?
You're fucking retarded.
I'm a girl, so you're not going to know which one I am.
Open your fucking box and you can shut your fucking mouth.
Hey.
Shut up.
You need to come get your shit out of here.
We will, bitch.
Well, hurry the fuck up. I don't got all day.
Well, you do got all day. Fuck you and your life. I'll go get my box when I want to.
Who is this? Can I please have your name?
Ma'am.
And can I speak to your
manager,
please?
I don't appreciate you calling up here and having some guy threaten me. He needs to shut the fuck up.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Can you please tell me what your name is and please give me your manager on the phone?
Why would you call here and have someone threaten my life?
Excuse me, nobody did that. Can I please
get your
manager on the phone?
Did you call me? Did you call me? Yes or no?
You called me. Do you have my package in your store? Yes or no?
Yeah, come here and get your shit out of here.
Jesus Christ, this is how Journey's people act?
That's right.
Wow.
You got a problem with
this
that?
This is insane.
Our store's...
Yes,
our
you
store,
are actually very unprofessional.
Our
do you have a
more,
manager that works there?
Yeah, he's in the back room. Our store's more edgier
awesome.
Than yours.
I would love to talk to him. As soon as I get there, I will talk to him.
Oh.
And I really don't appreciate the way you speak to anybody.
I bet
and
you
I
he won't...
And I will not have that fly.
He won't
are
even
you
want to talk to you.
Are you upset because a package... You're upset because UPS brought a package to you on accident?
It's several boxes,
man. And
you
want to talk to my employees the way you are?
You need to get your shit out of here.
Excuse yourself, sir. Bring it down to my store.
No, I ain't your bitch. There they go. Hold on. Hey, are you still there? You person at Zoomies? Girl, are you still there listening? You need to answer. Hello? You need to stop shutting the fuck up. All right. I think she set the phone down or something. That was the original person I called. I thought I was talking to Journeys, but no. I am Journeys. And I was calling up Zoomies. I'm such an idiot. I kind of messed that up. Yeah, past Brad. You totally messed that up. Hey, everybody. It's future Brad doing the editing on this show right now. And I tried to do a part two to this at another mall. Maybe I should have just stuck to the original mall, but the other mall, I couldn't get answers from anyone, and they were just hanging up on me. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make a bunch of excuses here, but I'm pretty much done just because it's practically Christmas and I want to get this out. So we're going to cut it a little bit short this week on the pranks. Not that short, though. It's 26 minutes. Come on.
Brad Randall from Pearland, Texas.
Hey, Randall.
I was just calling to tell you I lived quite the loser life, especially in college, where I was listening to your Cactus Shack episode with you and your neighbor girl going around the city, and you're talking about how you like to run from cops.
Yeah.
Good
old days.
One of the stupidest things we did in college was a group of 10 of us would just get in a circle where we knew the cops route, and they would flash their lights on us at a moment. And as soon as they did that, we'd just take off sprinting different directions to see which one the cop would chase. But joke was on me once because they chased me and I jumped a fence that was like an 18-foot drop on the other side and I
Holy
broke my
crap.
Foot. But you're well above or way past your time as a youngster, like fifth grade. playing that game, running from the cops. I know. Like I did.
I stopped running from the cops, okay? I'm a law-abiding citizen these days.
Hey, Roy, it's Jess. I'm calling to say hello.
Hello.
I just listened to your recent Snowplow show.
Yeah, right.
And Patreon episode.
Mm-hmm.
Which was December 11th.
Yeah, I know.
I'm ready for another one.
I know.
Anyways, I have my Bluetooth headphones.
I'm getting there. By the way, Patreon people, sorry. I know I owe you one still for this weekend, for last week. Christmas kind of snuck up on me and stuff, you know?
How does it sound? Does it sound good? Does it sound better than when I had you across the room on speakerphone a couple weeks ago?
This is acceptable. I will accept this.
I hope you are well.
Thank you for checking.
Sir, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday and...
Christmas.
A good New Year.
Say Christmas, everybody. Wish everybody Christmas. Wish each other Christmas. Don't worry about their religion or any of that stuff. Just say Merry Christmas.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Merry Christmas, Jess.
Hey, Brad. It's Ethan here.
Hey.
I'm on holiday in America right now. I'll let you guess where I'm from. And no, I'm not British.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I just want to say I love you.
I don't know.
I love your show. I'll probably never call again because I can't call from where I'm from.
Sure you can. But
hang up that phone. I love you. Bye.
All right. Bye. I don't know accents. Come on. I probably would have guessed English. But I'm just going to say you're a New Zealander. But that's just my guess from a small pool of people with funny accents that I know of.
Hey, Brad. It's the cameraman calling.
Hey.
Boy, listen to this recent episode of the Snowplow Show and you got all them Jim Bobs and... The talk like this, you dang old varmint shitty slicker. That's what those people reminded me of from the Touch Tone Terrorist, bunch of Jim Bobs you had there.
That's
but anyway,
right.
Just call and say Merry Christmas. Sent you a Christmas card to the P.O. box here in my contacts.
Uh-oh.
Hope that's still the current mail.
Oh, shit.
If not, I'll resend it, figure it out. All right.
Shit,
bye.
Shit. If you send it to a P.O. box in Albany, I will never get it because that hasn't been the P.O. box in a long time. Sorry about that. Oh, crap. Here's a call coming from that previous mall. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, who is this?
Who are you? You called me.
You called me.
Nuh-uh. No, my phone just rang and I picked it up and I said hello.
Oh, I thought you just called me.
No, you're probably thinking of earlier when I was making prank calls.
Oh, yeah, the police are involved in that one.
Uh-oh, what are they going to do to me?
I don't know, hopefully arrest you for threatening stores.
Oh, no, I never threatened any stores. I got threatened?
Oh, yeah, you threatened a bomb threat, which is crazy, dude.
Did I? Did I threaten a bomb threat? That sounds like something
I
wouldn't do.
But you totally did, which is crazy. They definitely are... on your ass right now.
Oh, no.
So that's why I'm even calling you, so we can get your IP address real quick. And I got it, so I appreciate
you. Got my IP address off my phone number?
Yep.
That's crazy. You're a detective. You're just a cute little detective there, aren't you?
Nope, it's not me detecting. It's the police standing here with me.
So, they're standing there with you. Tell
yes,
the police
sir.
That I live in Oregon and ask them if they're going to drive out here to Oregon and get me.
Why are you prank calling the mall?
Because I didn't want to prank one around my house. Because if I do that, then the police can get me. But if I call one across the country, if I call one across the country, they can't do anything.
No, they definitely can, though.
Like
because
what?
You did a bomb threat. So actually, it's national and it's not just strictly in this area.
But
so
I didn't do a bomb threat. That's just you saying that I did a bomb threat.
No, I don't think so.
You know,
you
guys are lying. Someone there is lying to the police about this bomb threat.
Well, I don't think anybody's lying about it.
All right, let me talk to the officer who's standing there. I'd like to clear up this bomb threat thing, even though there's not really an officer standing there. Go ahead and put him on. Oh, you can't do it, can you? That's weird. What happened?
Excuse me, there is a police officer.
Oh, why didn't you put him on? Why didn't you put him on? Why don't you put him on right now?
Oh, you think you're so cute, don't you? You're probably just some weird-ass, grown-ass man who beats off in his mother's basement and doesn't do anything else with his life.
Wait, why would I be in my mother's basement? Beating off.
Beating off. Because that's just what you do as an old man.
That sounds
fucking weird as shit.
That sounds like...
You have literally, quite literally, nothing else better to do with your life.
Oh, that's yeah. So well, at least sad. I'm not going around accusing it's people of bomb threats.
No, you definitely did a bomb threat on me. I fucking got the call earlier.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to hear back from this. Tell the cops to just call this number directly. It's my real number.
Yeah, I know. I got it. Thank you for letting me know.
And then they can drive to Oregon and come and arrest me.
No, they're going to just call Oregon police. The fuck?
Hey, I'm going to call you in a couple months and I'm going to say, hey, guess what? The police never showed up.
There's going to be no way of contacting me because I'm going to block your number after I harass you.
Oh, no. I have like 30 phone numbers. I can call you from any number you want.
No, you cannot call me. I give you zero permission. And if you do, I'm just going to get you. I'm going to fucking call the police on you for harassment.
Why are you calling me?
And put a restraining order.
If you don't want to be contacted by me, why are you calling me? That's weird.
No, because you called me.
No, my phone rang. I picked it up and I said, hello. And you're like, you made a bomb threat. I'm saying it, so it's the truth.
Ew.
I guess she hung up. What the hell? Bomb threats? What do you guys think? Did I make a bomb threat to that mall? Just because, I was extra bored today. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make a bomb threat. And then I'm going to edit that out of the show so nobody hears it. It'll just be my little secret. I decided to make a funny bomb threat to that mall today. Or is that girl a criminal? Lying to the police and making up stuff about bomb threats. I don't even think she really did that, though, because I didn't get any calls from the police. Oh, wait. Maybe I should check my email, see if there's any voicemails that came in here recently. No, none at all. Not a single voicemail today, not even from any of those mall people. I'm surprised. I should probably call the police station in that town and just say, hi, I didn't make any bomb threats today to the mall. I just want you to know that. No, maybe I shouldn't do that. Anyway, I'm so spooked now that I'm just going to quit doing the voicemails and we're going to end the show. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you have a good holidays and all that stuff. Hopefully I get the show posted today on the 23rd. I feel like if I don't, I probably won't get it done until after Christmas then. Thanks once again to the sponsors of today's show, Chaz the Tandem Stacker, Korok, Fun Society Arcade, Abby C, and ZTK. Those five people would never accuse me of making a fake bomb threat, because they know the rules.
You know what time of year it is? It's Christmas time. I gotta tell you something real about Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like the Panamas and Isthmus. Fuck you if you don't like French fries. Fuck you if you don't like sweet potato fries. Fuck you if you don't like driving a car. Fuck you if you don't like riding in a car. And fuck you if you don't like antiques. That's right. Fuck you if you don't like dead people in coffins. I don't like them either, but you have to be respectful. Fuck you if you don't like compact fluorescents. They cost more, but you save the earth. Fuck you if you don't like staying up late. Fuck you if you don't like waking up late. And fuck you if you don't brush your teeth. That's nasty. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Yeah, that's right, it's not even about Jesus, it's about the holiday. You gotta respect the holiday. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas and Kwanzaa. Fuck you if you don't like Eid and Hanukkah. Fuck you if you don't like Thanksgiving. You gotta be grateful. Fuck you if you don't like goodwill to men. Fuck you if you don't like presents in the den and stockings hung by the motherfucking fireplace. With care. Fuck you if you don't like working for a living. Fuck you if you don't like the spirit of giving. Fuck you if you don't like yams from a can. And fuck you if you don't like honey baked ham. Fuck you if you don't like eggnog. Fuck you if you don't like other kinds of nog. And fuck you if you don't like reindeer dogs. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. 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 You know know it's not even about. You know, you don't have to put up a cross. You just gotta get out and go to the mall. You know, we need different stuff in the economy now. Things are changing. You gotta get out to the mall and just go in the doors. And just open up your mind, you know. You gotta go down to the hat store, give the hat store some money. You gotta go and get some shoes. You gotta get some stuff for your table, man. You gotta get stuff for the Christmas table. No, you can use it on Easter. Multi-usage things, you can go down. You know, you go down to the candle store and you can use those if the power goes out. You just gotta spread it around, you can't just think of yourself. You can't just think of yourself just this one time because it's Christmas.